We never tire of hearing the transcendental pastimes of the personality of Godhead, who is glorified by hymns and prayers. Those who have developed a taste for transcendental relationships with him relish hearing of his pastimes at every moment. Purport. There's a great difference between mundane stories, fiction, or history, and the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. The histories of the whole universe contain references to the pastimes of the incarnations of the Lord. The Ramayana, the Mahabharata, and the Puranas are histories of bygone ages recorded in connection with the pastimes of the incarnations of the Lord, and therefore remain fresh even after repeated readings. For example, anyone may read Bhagavad Gita or the Srimad Bhagavatam repeatedly throughout his whole life, and yet find in them new light of information. Mundane news is static, whereas transcendental news is dynamic, inasmuch as the spirit is dynamic and matter is static. Those who've developed a taste for understanding the transcendental subject matter are never tired of hearing such narrations. One is quickly satiated by mundane activities, but no one is satiated by transcendental or devotional activities. Uttama Shloka indicates that literature which is not meant for nescience. Mundane literature is in the mode of darkness or ignorance, whereas transcendental literature is quite different. Transcendental literature is above the mode of darkness, and its light becomes more luminous with progressive reading and realization of the transcendental subject matter. The so-called liberated persons are never satisfied by the repetition of the words Aham Brahmasmi. Such artificial realization of Brahma becomes hackneyed, and so to relish real pleasure, they turn to the narrations of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who are not so fortunate turn to altruism and worldly philanthropy. This means the Mayavad philosophy is mundane, whereas the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is transcendental. Om Aganatimi Nandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tadati Shapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrashatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Pradishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamstra He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vansha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyayevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vayam tu navatripyama uttama shloka vikrame, yach trinvatam rasagyanam swadu swadu pade pade. Vayam, the sages of Naimisharanya, are expressing their eagerness to hear about Krishna. Earlier, they stated or expressed their confidence in Suta Goswami as a qualified speaker of Krishna subject matter. Vetatvam somyatat sarvam tatvatas tadanugrahat bruyu snigdhasya shishasya guruve gurumaputa. You're conversant with the Puranas, the histories, all transcendental subject matters, different philosophical points of view expressed by Vyasadeva and others. And because you're a faithful disciple, your spiritual masters have bestowed upon you all the blessings meant for a humble disciple. And so you can understand these deep subject matters. So we have we have confidence that you're qualified. You're the eminently qualified person to speak. And on our side, we're eager to hear. Kova bhagavatas tasya punyasloke jakarmana shudhi kamo nishinuyad yasha kalimalapam. Who is there that wouldn't want to hear about these transcendental topics of Krishna? Tasya karman yudarani parigitani suribi bruhina shadadhananam lilaya viditakala. Shadadhananam means we have great faith in the subject matter. We're not just scholars or mundane page flippers. We're seriously interested. We have serious faith in the value of the subject matters about which you could speak. The pastimes of transcendental pastimes of Krishna, punya shloka. Here, uttama shloka, there, punya shloka. The purifying, the verses just to hear, even if we don't understand the meaning of the verses, the vibration itself will be purifying. And what to speak of actually understanding the purport. So the Atakya hi harer dhima navatara kata shubham lila vidadata svayaram ishrasya atmamaya. So we're eager to hear about the activities that Krishna has performed by his own internal potencies. These are not, the history means what people are forced to do by the material energy. The heroes are all inglorious because they're all just tools of Maya who've surrendered to the material energy, Maya Pratigana. They've looked the wrong way. Instead of looking toward transcendence, they've looked toward matter. And now matter has got them under its clutches. So they're forced to act by the laws of material nature. They're forced to act according to the three modes. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha. Ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. And they're thinking, I'm doing everything, when actually everything is being done by the power of the machinery of material nature. And we're going to read about them and try to relish something about their activities, or else read about imaginary characters created from someone's mundane mind, and read about imaginary activities created from someone's mundane mind. The mind is matter, and what the poet or the artist or the writer will come up with from his mundane mind is also going to be material. He's a conditioned soul. His writings will be the writings of a conditioned soul. And as we read them, we'll continue our progress as servants of the material energy. This won't help us. But here, Uttama Shloka, the Krishna is known as Uttama Shloka because he's glorified by realized souls who are beyond the material energy. Or the slokas themselves are beyond the material energy. Tama means darkness. And Uttama means beyond, above darkness. So the verses and those who have given us these verses are above the material world. And the personality of Godhead, who's the subject of these verses, is beyond this material world. Vikram means his, Prabhupada translates here, adventures. Krishna's pastimes are his adventures, his exploits, his entertainment also, but his glorious activities. In as Vamandev, he covers the whole world with just two footsteps. So Krama means footsteps. So Vikrame, powerful, extraordinary steps. That's Krishna. At every step, he's powerful. As a diversion, I can tell you just a little story. That, Prabhupada was walking in Vrindavan near Ranganath Temple or Govindaji Temple with a batch of devotees. And the devotees had read somewhere about a problem in Krishna Lila. That Krishna, it's reported, you know, he's performing pastimes in Vrindavan. And then not much later, he's performing pastimes way out at Govardhan, and then someplace else, way out in some other area of Braj. And so the question comes, you know, how does Krishna, you know, it covers a lot of territory without a taxi, without a horse. So how is it that Krishna is able to traverse so much territory in the course of a day? So the devotees had read that Vrindavan is like a lotus. And as the different parts of Vrindavan are situated on the different petals, and as the petals expand, then these places are very far from one another. And when the lotus closes up, then the places are all very close to one another. And so then it becomes easy to traverse that distance. So devotees had read that, and they asked Srila Prabhupada that how is it, they wanted some confirmation, how is it that Krishna covers so much territory from here and there in Vrindavan in the course of a day? Prabhupada said, he takes big steps. So Vikrama. He takes wonder every step. What is that? Kata ganam natyam gamanam api. In the spiritual world, all walking is dancing. Even Krishna, when he's subduing Kaliya, he does it by dancing. So Krishna's movements are all beyond the purview of the material world. Vayam tu na vitripyama. We never get tired of hearing these subjects. Tripyama means satisfied or satiated. Like when you've eaten and somebody says, would you like some more? You say, no. Enough. Couldn't take more. Vitripyama, we're never fully satisfied. We're never fully satiated. We never feel, yes, good, enough. We're eager to drink more and more. We're never, all right, I heard about Krishna's, that was two pastimes, three pastimes. Okay, three is enough. You know, like three pakoras, okay, I can take three, not four. No, it's never enough. We're never satisfied. Yach Trinvatam Rasagyanam. Those who are hearing these pastimes are Rasagya. Rasagya can be taken different ways. Rasa means juice. Those who know what juice is. And rasa means nectar. Those who know what nectar is. And rasa means a particular taste. Just if you're a person who's of refined taste, then you're taking different dishes and appreciating, how this one is made, how this one is made, the taste of this one, the taste of that one. You know, dull person, he goes to a McDonald's and, you know, the taste of bisodium something something is enough for him. But a cultivated person relishes different tastes. Or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was relishing with his devotees the taste of Krishna prasadam. This has been tasted by Krishna. And so he went into ecstasy and began thinking about so many things. Krishna's lips have tasted this. Krishna plays the flute with his lips, and on it goes. So there's a taste there. Those who know the different tastes, like drama, the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were tasting different dramas. They were, some poet or author would come and he'd speak the opening verses, and the expert devotees would taste those verses. Especially Rupa Goswami wrote some plays, Ujvala Nilamani, Vidagna Madhava and Lalita Madhava, these two plays. And the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gathered, what's the opening verse? And then how do you set the stage? And there are different technical things that you do in Vedic drama with the opening verses. What verse? How did you do this verse? How did you do that verse? What convention did you use? What technique did you use? How does it open up? And then they would hear the verse, and then they would taste the beauty of the verse and the meaning of the verse. So rasa jnana, those who know different tastes. And rasa also means a particular relationship with Krishna. Each relationship has its own taste. The sakya rasa, the vatsalya rasa, the madhurya rasa, all the servant relationship, dasya, they all have a particular taste. And in the pastimes of Krishna, Krishna is never alone. We never see that Krishna is just isolated. He's with his devotees. And according to the devotees he's with, there's different kinds of moods and different kinds of exchanges. With the cowherd boys, he jokes around. With the gopis, he jokes around, but in a different way. With his mother and father, there's another relationship. So everything is done. With the demons also, there's a relationship. The fortunate demons have a relationship with Krishna. To be Krishna's enemy is a kind of, there's a taste in that also, and there's a taste for Krishna in vanquishing them. So the devotees who are expert, rasagya, relish all of these tastes. Rupa Goswami is known as Rasacharya. He's written that book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Someone asked Prabhupada one time, why is Sanatana Goswami is the most senior of the six Goswamis? Why is Rupa Goswami considered the chief of the Goswamis? And Prabhupada said, because he was the most expert in relishing these humors or mellows or tastes of devotional service. So rasagya, if one actually wants to taste a relationship with Krishna or appreciate the relationships that devotees have to have with Krishna, then one should follow in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami. If one wants to understand independently, one will fail. Following Rupa Goswami means, to begin with, following all the various principles of devotional service set forth by Rupa Goswami. Where Prabhupada summarize them, four regulative principles, 16 rounds a day, and then rising early in the morning, and so many other things that are described in the Nectar of Devotion as the applied science of devotional service. So rasagya, if one just wants to relish the nectar of relationships with Krishna without following the process, it won't work. It will be licking on the bottle of honey. You'll know it's there, you'll maybe can imagine what it's like, but you're licking on the glass. You're not really getting the honey. So the scholars are like that. The Prakriti Sahajas are like that, really. They're imagining that they can catapult into Krishna Lila without following the process of strict devotional service. If we want to relish Krishna Lila, if we want to relish Krishna Nam, if we want to appreciate the real taste of Krishna consciousness, then we have to follow the process given by Srila Rupa Goswami and received through the disciplic succession. It's not just sentiment. It's all right. We may have some sentiment. That's good. But on sentiment, we can't establish our strong forward progress. Sentiment may be, is good. We're not anti-sentiment. But the sentiment has to be built on a strong foundation. Otherwise, it's just sentiment. The Prabhupada said, today, if you come on sentiment, tomorrow you'll leave on sentiment. Tachchadadhana munio gyanavairagya yuktaya pashyantyatmini chatmanam bhaktya shruta grihitaya. Therefore, Rupa Goswami has given so many books, and Srila Prabhupada has given so many books, because higher than just the sentiment is intelligence. And when we read these books, we use our intelligence to understand the principles of devotional service, the confidential understandings of devotional service, and we follow the principles so that it becomes gradually manifest through self-purification. Without purification of heart, one will misunderstand everything. Those who are not pure in heart and are trying to appreciate Radha Krishna Lila will misunderstand it to be sex. They'll think that it's like the mundane dealings of ordinary men and women. And they'll relish it, but their relishing will be mundane. They'll relish their idea of what is actually going on and not the actual substance. They'll be licking on the bottle of honey. So if one wants to appreciate these things, then one has to follow the process followed by the Naimisharanya sages. They're sitting down patiently. They've selected a highly qualified person to instruct them or speak to them, and now they're eager to hear. Svadhu, svadhu, pade, pade, because those who are who know what these tastes are, the tastes of Krishna Katha, will relish it. Svadhu means tasty, tasty. Svadhu, svadhu, tasty, tasty. Pade, pade, at every step. So we never get tired of it. In Bhagavad Gita also it said, what is that? Much chitta madgata prana bodhyanta paraspuram. Avayam, and there also later, Arjuna says, Bhuya katya triptirhi shrinvito nasti me mritam vistarayanatmano yogam vibhutam. Please tell me about your various vibhutis, your glories, because so bhuya, again and again, please go on speaking. Triptirhi shrinvito na asti me mritam. I never get tired of hearing about this nectar. Same thing. Not that, you're only telling me about the vibhutis. Can't we get on to the Rasalila? You're only talking about Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshay Vishnu, Kshiradakshay Vishnu. Can't we get on to the Rasalila? You're only talking about the process of creation. Can't we get on? No. Prabhupada said a pure devotee never rejects even a drop of Krishna Katha. And he proceeds systematically to hear from the authority, who also doesn't rush it. We don't find that Sudha Goswami says, oh, you're so eager to hear about Krishna Katha? Well, we'll skip the first 9 cantos and get down to the real stuff. Patiently, systematically, in such a way that we'll understand Krishna properly, and then we'll actually be able to relish Krishna Katha as it is. Hare Krishna. Any questions?